This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Picture books aren't just for kids, especially not when they're made by Scott Samuelson. His one-of-a-kind books are works of art, combining his training in the literary arts and his discovered passion for expressing himself visually. And now the Idaho Center for the Book is exhibiting dozens of his works at Boise State University through May. And Scott is joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Gemma.
So book arts, it is a broad field, but how would you describe how you do book art?
You know, I was thinking about how it feels to curl up with a wonderful novel and how much I love going to an art gallery. Book arts is kind of the best of both of those worlds. So my university degrees are in English, mm-hmm. and I taught English for 40 years, but my avocation, my passion, especially now, is in art, in making pictures, images, watercolor, printing. So I combine these two interests in the book.
And then what is the balance of art and writing look like in your books?
Most of my books have both pictures and words. But some of them have just words and some of them have just pictures. So usually, though, it's about 50-50, I'd say.
So the books that, you know, end up just maybe having words or the books that end up just having pictures, is it a feeling that you get when you're creating, like, you know, this book might need, you know, might need just the words, or this book might need both? How do you figure that out?
Sometimes an idea or an image comes. So I remember a few years ago, I was looking at the earth art of Andy Goldsworthy, and I loved the way he did these cairns, stacking rocks.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
And so I thought, what would this look like if it were a book? So I made these books that could open up and be three-dimensional, and they stack on top of each other. I made some of the paper. Some of the books have quotations, pictures in them. And then I made this walnut box that it all fits in. So sometimes a title comes to me. Mm. So somehow the phrase "Read 'em Cowboy" came to me. So I made a book belt.
Oh my gosh, how great.
And it has a big belt buckle, mm-hmm. with a bucking bronco and a guy with his arm up, but he's reading a book. And then I have built pouches out of leather, and in those pouches are books with haiku about the desert. And the premise is, what would a cowboy do at the end of the day to pass the time?
Read 'em, cowboy.
He'd read 'em. I mean, and or maybe even write 'em. So I have
there you go.
I have a little pencil that I've made that goes in there, and I wrote a cowboy poem about haiku, and so.
And what's it like? I mean, here you were an English professor for 40 years, and being able to, you know, take all of that knowledge, but also your passion of the arts, because you were telling me before we came on air, I mean, this has always been a part of who you are.
Yes, yes. It's interesting how the cycles of our life, I mean, I was telling you that I did my first linoleum cut at mm-hmm. 14 and my first watercolor before that. But then there's this huge gap of 40 years when I
had to have a
was
real,
an English
had to have
teacher.
A job.
But yeah, but I was always it was always in there.
Yeah.
I was always interested in art, and now with retirement, I can kind of do both of these together.
And what's that been like for you to be able to bring that part of yourself back alive?
I can't even tell you how fun it is, and I so much appreciate the Idaho Center for the Book and Stephanie Bacon for inviting me to do this exhibit, because we make art, but sharing art, it's a form of communication. Mm-hmm. It's not just expressive. It is expressive, but we want to communicate what we value, what we love, what we're passionate about. And to have the opportunity to do that here now is wonderful.
Because your exhibit is currently on display.
Yes.
What was that like for you to see it for the first time?
They did such a magnificent job with the hanging of the exhibit. I had done some exhibits before at BYU Idaho and at Southern Virginia University where I taught, but never a retrospective of all of my work. And they just did a remarkable job of honoring the books, honoring the book as an art form. Wonderful.
And you, the exhibit is called The Things We Make.
Yes.
Where did you get that
title? I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
I brought the books, and I said to Stephanie and her students, I said, I'm going to show you the books. And so I showed them, explained them, where each one came from. And I said, okay, this is in your lap. You take it, whatever you come up with, I'll be happy with. And I don't know where they came up with, but—
But you were happy with it.
It was collaborative. I was happy with it. That's kind of the fun, yeah, is this collaboration.
Well, it has been lovely speaking with you. Oh, we've been talking with book artist Scott Samuelson about his current exhibit, as well as book arts and what that is. His current exhibit is at Boise State University. There will be a public artist reception this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. If you'd like more information on the exhibit, just go to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Again, thank you so much for your time today. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Always appreciate it. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. And our intern is Chloe Ball. It's Monday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. And, of course, we'll see you back here tomorrow.